Hello, everyone. I'm Owen with Lights, Camera, Film Reviews, and today I'm joined by a very special guest, Josephine Osberg. Ms. Osberg was the production designer for a film that was released last year and actually a Best Picture nominee at Cannes Palme d'Or winner entitled Triangle of Sadness. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, so before I get into the specifics of your production design on Triangle of Sadness, would you mind telling me a little bit about your background as a production designer and maybe where you found your passion?
From the beginning, I actually studied art, and I was thinking of becoming an architect, maybe. But then I got an internship on TV with their art department. So then I got to know a little bit what the different what do a props master do, the production designer, the difference between different work, and then I got interested, and after that I studied a little bit more production designer before I became an assistant on a film for production designer. So I started to work as an assistant for three different production designers, and three very different films. And I think that was a good start. And I really, really loved the way of working. And then a director on a movie that I was working on, he was making his next movie called Lilja Forever. And then he asked me if I wanted to join him as a production designer. So that was my first film, and since then I still think it's a fantastic job I have, and I feel very privileged. And I think it's a lot of fun with the different directors, and in best case, like different kind of movies, and
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, that's awesome. That's great how you started. So, my next question is kind of like going into Triangle of Sadness. I'd be curious to know like what your first thoughts on the script were and like what you thought overall of that script when you first saw it.
The thing is that me and Ruben, we're also close friends since maybe 25 years. So long time before his idea became a script, I knew about the idea and the topics, and we spoke a lot about it. So when I got the script, it was even I think he's a really great writer. And to write dialogue it feels, for me, it seems very difficult. But I think he's great in both finding his idea and develop that idea, and then to write it down with all the small details in the in each word. So I really like the script, and then we continue working with like researching. It's the film is divided into three parts, and first is the fashion part, then it's the yacht, and then the last part is taking place on a beach. So we started out with like researching the fashion world, but also this yacht world, to see what kind of environment this was and how it looks like. And but we have
So I guess going kind of more into like the process of like creating the overall look, I'd be like curious how like the different ideas that maybe you had and stuff like that for creating that look for Triangle of Sadness.
First it was this phase of like trying to see how the reality looks, like how is the fashion world, like the male fashion world with the castings. And we looked at a lot of like those pictures, and we tried to make the research, and also the yachts. And then parallel with that, we also started to research, like, okay, are we going to have a sailing yacht? Are we going to have a motorized yacht? What kind of type? Do we want a really modern one? Do we want to have like a more classic? And then I started to like see, okay, we would like to have this, not like most modern one, more like the old fashioned type a little bit. So then was trying to find those kind of the right kind of locations, both for the art, the fashion world, and to find the right yacht, and also in the end the right beach. And for the yacht, I was me and Ruben and the DUP. We were going to different yachts in Greece and Italy. I went on my own to Bahamas. Ruben called me on a Thursday and he said, like, yeah, you know, the one of the yachts we really, really like, we can have a look at that yacht next week. But the problem is that I can't go, and it's now it's in Bahamas. We have the possibility to go like on Monday to Bahamas, just for one day. You know, I'm based in Sweden, so it's on the other side of the world. But I, of course, for sure, I will go to Bahamas. And so, and then actually, it was the yacht that we used, so it was worth the travel.
Exactly. Yeah, definitely.
But and then because we knew that we were going to build up the interior of the yacht, with the dining room and the corridor and the rooms and the toilets, because in the film there is a storm coming in during the captain's dinner. For those who haven't seen the film, and then we would wanted to be able to rock the set more and more during the dinner to create this feeling of in the end chaos, but you know, slightly rocking more and more, and the seasickness is coming. So then we knew that we were going to build the interior, and we have to find an exterior yacht that we're going to shoot like the exterior scene when people are swimming in the sea, when people is in on the outside bar. And then as soon as you leave the exterior, you go inside, then you're inside a studio in Sweden. And so we found first our exterior yacht, and then I made like the same measurements on the windows in our studio, just to make it like it had to fit. And then I was like, when making, like drawing the floor plans, I was free of creating like how big it was going to be. And, yeah, so.
Definitely. That's a long and intense process, I guess, of kind of trying to kind of find where that is. But you mentioned there's like that like longer scene of like the passengers kind of getting like seasick and stuff like that with the boat like rocking. Could you like explain that process? They eventually like get like sick, like, and the whole ship goes into chaos. But could you kind of explain that process and kind of creating that artistic, like, vomit like scene in a way?
No, but we work with a really talented SFX team, and that we work with close, and also with the VFX team, and both because we had this big set, and we build it up 2 meters up in the air on this gimbal that we could make the movement as much as we wanted. And then the SFX, they added up, like, you know, with wind, with water, and also with the first vomit during the dinner. It comes from the outside on the window, so you see, like, see like boom. And then someone is quite quickly, like just a second after, someone is taking it away. And then while the dinner, and we're also discussing what kind of food are they going to eat? And we said, like, yeah, because it's this 7-course dinner. And it's funny if it's like nice, really nice food that you like, but that is a bit challenging when you're feeling seasick. That's the least, like, for example, oysters. Ah, when you're seasick, that's not the food you wish to eat. And we had like sea urchin, and we had like a smoked like octopus arm. And then with the SFX, we also like tried, we made a lot of different tests with the structure of the vomit, and the color. Like, okay, and could we have maybe, because the dinner was like on a, it was a seafood, and then we could have like small pieces of shrimps in the vomit. How dark, how light, and they had different rigs depending on if it was a close up or if it was someone sitting a little bit further away. But for the close up, and there's a scene when one lady, she's vomiting all over a table, and then we were shooting that from one angle, and she had a like a metallic cable, and then it came out, so the direction of the woman should come from inside the mouth. And then the SFX team had a pump, so they could pump up the like, so that was very effectful. And it was of course a little bit reset in between those scenes, but we planned the different angles very well. And then we also tried in the end, after this dinner, people are leaving the dining room, they're going back to their rooms, and then the whole system is going like, then the toilet is exploding and the shit is coming all over the carpet in the corridors. It's just flushing out. So we also made tests of shit. Like, the first test was a little bit too dark, warm brown. So it was a little bit different, different tests. But it was a lot of fun while you.
I can definitely imagine. Yeah, so I guess moving into my next question would be like, was there like a maybe a favorite scene that you had or maybe like designed or worked on the film or
But I must say there is a scene shot from outside the dining room when people are leaving the dining room, and I like that scene a lot, because someone is sliding down the stairs, someone is getting a like heart attack, someone is running out. So that's one those scenes in that dining room, and also leading where when they're toilets is exploding. It's and it's also in that environment, sitting on a luxury yacht, you know, eating this very exclusive se 7-course dinner, and then it's like just ah, oh, and you're really nicely dressed and the expensive jewelries, and then you're just sitting in the toilet, sliding around on the toilet floor, like
Exactly, definitely.
It says a lot, those scenes.
Yeah, definitely. So I guess three more questions. So I previously saw and you discussed this. You previously worked with Ruben Östlund on multiple films. Like, what was it like working with him again? I know you were you mentioned you're very close friends, so.
Yeah, but I think it's Triangle of Sadness was our third film together, and now we are also working on Ruben's next movie. It's still not written yet. I think now it's like 35 pages on a first draft, but the film is called Entertainment System is Down, and it's going to be shot partly on an airplane. I think it's a benefit to be able to continue a collaboration, because you even though you're friends, it's a different thing when you start working together. It's not like 100% sure that it would be a good idea, but luckily for us, it works fine. We're still friends, and yeah, you get to know each other working wise, and what all directors are a little bit different. I need to adjust my work a little bit depending on who is the director, what his needs. And I think when you get the possibility to work with someone again, then you have a shorter like start. You're just jumping into the main thing. The upstart is shorter. So
That's great. One of my questions is kind of geared towards like people maybe that want to go into the film industry or become production designers. Like, What advice would you give those people that might want to start up with being production designers or go into the film industry?
No, but I think studying art could be a good option, even though, depending on even if you wanted to work as a standby props or props master. And then I think it's a good idea to be an intern in the start too, because maybe you think you want to be a production designer, but when you get into an art department, it's so many different works you can do. So I think the best thing is to try to get an intern to be an intern and to see, because then you realize, aha, props master is doing this, a set decorator, standby props. And then I, for example, my first job was standby props. And then I continued to work as a props master. And then I became an assistant to a production designer. So then you know how the industry works, you know what the expectations of the work is. Yeah, so
Yeah.
that would be my advice.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And lastly, I know you mentioned Ruben's next film. But are there any projects that you're currently working on besides that? Or you can go into a little more detail into that if you'd like. But yeah, that you'd like to share a little bit about.
Yeah, I'm in a very early prep with Ruben's next film, and that's going to be shot maybe spring 25. But we're in discussion about regarding how we should solve like the main sets and so on. But I'm also working with a director, a Norwegian director called Joachim Trier. That made I don't know if you know about him, but his last movie was The Worst Person in the World. So we're going to work for the first time, and we're going to start this September to start with an early prep for his. It's a new director, and I'm really, really looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's great. But yeah, and look forward to all of your films definitely to come, and I'm sure the people listening are definitely excited for that. But thank you for joining me today. It was definitely a pleasure getting to talk with you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure for me as well.
Yeah,
Nice to
definitely.
talk to you. Yeah.
And that officially wraps up the interview. I'd once again like to thank Yosefine for joining me today for this interview. It was truly a pleasure getting to talk with her about her experience on Triangle of Sadness and her career overall. I'd highly recommend you check out the film that was discussed today, Triangle of Sadness, along with all of her other work. It's really, truly impressive and, in my opinion, deserves to be recognized to the fullest extent. So I definitely appreciate you listening, and I look forward to more interviews to come. And thank you again, Josephine, for joining me for this interview. This is Lights, Camera, Film Reviews, signing out.